Nearly 200 developers working on Overwatch at Activision Blizzard have formed a new union. They're calling themselves the Overwatch Game Makers Guild, OWGG, and have partnered with the Communications Workers of America, CWA. The group includes developers across departments like design, engineering, production, art, sound, and quality assurance. The decision comes after ongoing layoffs and tough working conditions throughout the gaming industry. Microsoft officially recognized the union after a neutral arbitrator confirmed majority support. This follows a 2023 labor neutrality agreement between Microsoft and the CWA, which gave over 2,600 Microsoft Game Studio employees a path to unionize. OWGG joins a growing list of unions at Activision Blizzard. World of Warcraft developers were the first to organize at Blizzard, and employees at Raven Software, a Call of Duty studio, followed. Elsewhere in the industry, studios like ZeniMax, Flying Wild Hog, and Avalanche have also formed unions. Earlier this year, the CWA launched United Video Game Workers, an industry-wide union open to developers across North America, even if their studios are not unionized. OWGG is focusing on protecting its members and pushing for a more stable, respectful workplace. OWGG organizer and VFX artist Frank LeCocq said the recent wave of layoffs pushed them to learn about unionizing in hopes of creating a healthier and more stable work environment. Others described the effort as long overdue, explaining that organizing gives employees more power to improve both their jobs and the games they help build. The motivation also comes from a strong belief in the team and the work, with several developers saying that having a voice in decisions can lead to better and more sustainable conditions. The layoffs in early 2024 were a turning point for many, showing how much clearer communication and transparency are needed when jobs are at risk. For others, the union effort is about protecting their coworkers, whom they see as talented and thoughtful people who should be treated with fairness and respect. Blizzard's history with union efforts has been rocky. In 2022, the company was accused of trying to delay a union vote in its Albany QA division. The year before, the CWA filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board over alleged labor law violations by Activision Blizzard. Now, amid widespread layoffs across the gaming industry, more developers are organizing to support each other and take greater control over their working conditions. As they push for fairer treatment and more sustainable practices, the games they create stand to benefit as well.